At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
With the state of today's economy, it's more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made from the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back in your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality, made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen,
please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
All right, here we go, Carver and Lisi with you.
Sports Grid Radio,
Sirius XM, Channel 159. Great to have you with us on a Thursday night on the grid. 844-843-6879 is the number. We have two NBA playoff games tonight, two Stanley Cup playoff games tonight. We have a couple of baseball games. I'm not going to lie to you. Not great. As the Astros just finished off the Yankees, by the way. The Yankees got like a 470-foot bomb from Judge in the bottom of the eighth to tease a little bit. Get it to 4-3. And then the Astros with Josh Hader just shut the door. So the Yankees do lose one game to the Astros this year. They were looking for the straight sweep all seven games. And the Astros are able to get one in the Bronx as they have been limping here to start the first month and a half of the season. We've got three other games going on tonight in baseball. We'll discuss those as well. We have some football notes to get to. We have the golf, which we'll get a live update from the golf in about 10 minutes, actually, from our man Keith Stewart from Read the Line, as he's down at the down in Charlotte for the Wells Fargo. And we'll see how that went down there today with Xander Schauffele in the lead after round number one. Solo mission tonight, Carver sans Lisi, as Joe is out on assignment. So no Joe tonight. Matthias Berbel is here, of course. Hit the bell, as always. And I see he's got a lot of action always. I'm sure he's got even some tennis action. I saw him. Who was the girl that flipped out? Matthias, I just saw you tweet about that. Well, where was that at? That was a good rant that she went on. Where was that?
That's at the Italian Open. Gabe sent me a message about it because last year, I think it was the same tournament, Canadian Denis Shapovalov screamed at the fans when Shapovalov was complaining during a call, and he screamed at the fans who were lashing out at him, "Shut the F up," but like in a very aggressive form, you know what I mean? He was very angry. And then today we got to see another tantrum from Sophia Kennan, a Russian-American girl, who went off because she thought the court was too wet to be playing on, and the fans were chirping at her, and then she said the same thing, "Shut the F up." She said it was
wow.
That happens a lot in Italy.
The
tennis players don't like the Italians. They're always talking that smack.
Unbelievable. Yeah, that was a good one there. That's the only time some people find tennis exciting is when you get a situation like that. where you get someone flipping out over a call, which I thought was great. We do have, as I mentioned, a lot going on tonight. We have a few playoff games, doubleheaders in both the NBA and the NHL. It's a great time of the year. It just what really sucks about it is that obviously teams start getting eliminated and we dwindle down the games. So whereas the first round, it's great every night. You got 3 games, 4 games in each. Now you're down to 2-2, and before you know it, we'll just have the conference finals, and it's only 1 game apiece a night. But then we're like right around the corner from football. So it's funny how all of it moves in that direction. Rangers are in Carolina tonight, game number 3 of that series, and Carolina's got a 1-0 lead. Gensel with the goal early for the Hurricanes, as they are down 2-0 in the series. They are looking to get things right on their home ice tonight. They have done a great job of that so far. They have been the better side in the first 20 minutes, and the line says so as well. Minus 340 live for the Hurricanes, and a 5.5 total, which is where it was pregame, except now you're getting the over 5.5 at plus +154. So the Rangers will try to get some work going in period number 2. The late game in the hockey is Colorado and Dallas. And they will face off a couple minutes after that one ends. They're calling it 9:40 East. It'll be later than that. They're never right with that time. Dallas down a game after blowing a 3-0 lead. They are -137 tonight, plus +114 for Colorado, and a big fat 6.5 total in that game as well. On the NBA side, the Celtics and the Cavs, really just a couple of moments left here in the first half, under a minute to play, and the Celtics are up 52-51. So not running away and hiding in game number 2 like they did in the first one. Now maybe they will in the second half. The live number's actually down to 9.5, and this was 13.5 pregame. You've got 210.5 for a total, which is a couple ticks down from where that was in pregame, 209.5. It's just going down, as the Celtics just had another bucket to go up 3. And we'll see if the Cavs are going to hang around in this game throughout and get themselves a cover on that 13.5. The late game in the hoops is the Thunder and the Mavericks, a game 2 in Oklahoma City, where the Thunder really smashed the Mavs in the second half the other night in game 1. It didn't help that Luka was basically dragging his leg around and missed a billion threes. Coach told us again today on Coast to Coast, I think he's 5 for 35 from 3 his last few games? So Luka's lost a stroke from downtown, and if he's not hitting threes, they got problems. They can't do the Luka they got in game 1 with the 19 points and 6 assists, 5 boards. You know, they need 35, 12, and 10 from Luka. That's the Luka that they need if they're going to win games in this series and maybe win this series. They got no shot if Luka's going to just drag himself around and get 19 points. This is not going to work. So, and listen, it's not all Luka. Thunder had a great game plan in game 1. They're throwing Dort at him. They're throwing Williams at him. They're all over him. We'll see if the Mavs have some adjustments tonight and they can get themselves out of that. They're grabbing 5 right now in that game. 215.5 is going to be the total in that one. As far as the baseball, we already mentioned the Yankee game's over. The Brewers have a 3-0 lead on the Cardinals. That is going to the bottom of the second in Milwaukee. Rhys Hoskins hit a 2-run shot off of Sonny Gray. I guess that must have been in the first inning, obviously, because they haven't hit yet in the second. So Sonny Gray, who came in with a sparkling ERA, great start to the year, but the Brewers were home dogs tonight because of that, and they have jumped out to the 3-0 lead in their ballpark. I almost put a dollar in the jar there, Matias, almost said Indians. The Guardians are in Chicago tonight against the White Sox. We've got Lively and Fetty for that. They were supposed to actually start about an hour ago, and they were delayed by rain. So they're calling that 8:25, or right around there, East, is when that game is supposed to get cooking. 7.5 a total there. Guardians -156. They are the road favorite tonight. Royals are in Anaheim to start a 4-game series. Michael Waka 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 against Reed Detmers, the pitching matchup. Royals -112. Angels -104. 8.5 the total there. So we'd like to see some runs go out tonight in Anaheim between those two. We're going to get a couple taters cooking in that game. Of course, what do you think we're going to do with those taters? We're going to put it with the golf. I mean, that's really what we're going to do here. We're going to add some things because we have to talk about the golf, and we're going to do that with Keith Stewart from Read the Line when we come back next. So he'll join us. He's down in Charlotte, of course. Was at the Wells Fargo today at Quail Hollow. And he's getting involved down there. So we have a very big night. We have a lot to do. We'll get Matthias. Matthias is going to, since Joe's not here tonight, Matthias will help me put together the SGP for the Mavs and the Thunder.
I'm ready to rock and roll, baby. I'm ready to rock and roll with this OKC game. Let's go.
Ready to rock and roll, that's for sure, as we get cooking here tonight. So Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. Is the number to get things going. They are starting the second period in Carolina between the Rangers and the Hurricanes. They are at the half in Boston. The Brewers just extended against the Cardinals. I saw that number flip from 3-4-0. So a full Thursday night on the grid. Carver and Lisi, we're back right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. Here with you on a Thursday night on the grid. Carver sans Lisi, Joe out on assignment. He'll be back tomorrow. Actually, tomorrow you get Joe in and me out on assignment. So that's how it works tonight and tomorrow here on Carver and Lisi. We got a lot going on. Still 1-0 in Carolina. Hurricanes lead the Rangers. They've started the second period. We'll keep our eyes on that. They're at the half in Boston with the Celtics and the Cavs. We've got our eyes there. But of course, we always have our eyes on the golf, and they are down in Charlotte at Quail Hollow for the Wells Fargo. Keith Stewart from Read the Line is there as well. He's with me every week on Coast to Coast, and he is stopping in here tonight to say hi during the Wells Fargo. Hi, Keith. How are you?
I'd be better if we weren't down 1-0 to the Carolina Hurricanes. I'm down here in enemy territory for the Rangers, but I know you want to talk Quail Hollow, so I digress. What do you got for me?
Well, look, it's not the best 20 minutes, but you had to know that Carolina was going to come out with a lot of push, especially after losing the first two games at MSG. So try to get a goal back here in the second, and then you maybe have yourself a little game here in the third. Start peppering the goalie that they threw in there, and you'll be all right, Keith. We'll get things moving for the Rangers tonight. Here's where I want to start today. And Xander Schauffele obviously has a three-shot lead. He shot 7-under today. Morikawa, Alex Noren, Rory, all at 4-under, three back of him. But clearly, Keith, the hot topic is the second to last hole for Xander today. And I know that you were kind of in and around out there. I don't know if you were there when he was on that eighth hole on his back nine. I'm sure you saw it after the fact or on the monitor, wherever you were. But can you just kind of explain? Because I think it, you know what it is, Keith? It fires the fan up because, you know, for them to move that ball, and I get it. Listen, when we're out playing golf, there's no stands, and there's no shot link cameras, and there's all these things out there. But even the smallest thing, Keith, is going to get these guys relief and a drop. And that was an awful tee shot by Xander, and man, did he get a break off of that.
You know who's most upset about all this? That's Rick Carlisle. I mean, he called into the tour office, and he just went nuts. No, I mean, you 100% have the correct perspective on all of this, right? If all of that equipment is going to be out there, I understand, and it's a TIO, which stands for temporary immovable obstruction, so these guys get relief from it. But in some way, shape, or form, you can't convince me that Xander up against that fence was going to hit it through those trees and that TIO was going to be in his way. And you could always tell when something's up or when the tour is really protecting their assets, because I was in the media center at the moment working on something else, and we're all watching what's going on the big screen, and we go, what is happening here? So they turned the volume on, and everyone's like, I can't believe this, right? So to the point when tour officials come in the media center and they explain what happened to us, because we're the media and we're the ones that are going to tell the story, and they want to get their slant out on it right away, you know something's up. And boy, I tell you, If I was somebody in his group out there protecting the field, I would have had a lot of questions about that for the rules official. For that guy to go in there and just look through that, I mean, that was a thick set of cabbage. And he said, oh, this tower, this thin tower and this guideline is in the way? Come on. I mean, I didn't see it at all. It's controversial for sure.
I don't think he would have even got it to that tower. He was so deep in there. I mean, I don't even think he would have got it out of that mess.
That shot
he got dropped to, that's probably where he would have hit his third shot. And that's if he hit a good shot out of the junk that he was in. That was such a break. And of course, Keith, it's gonna hang over too. If he starts, you know, look, if he rolls away and wins by five shots, nobody will. But he wins this tournament on Sunday by a stroke or two, people are gonna be upset, especially people holding tickets for whoever comes in second.
Well, I tell you what, Carver, it's Xander Schauffele. He's got 7 top tens this year. Don't get ahead of yourself, all right?
We'll
see what happens, all right? We'll see what happens, you know? Xander played brilliantly today. The golf course is going to play. It played as easy as it's going to play this week. It's going to be beautiful the rest of the way. It's going to be high sun, a little bit of breeze. This place is going to continue to dry out. The greens are already firm from the renovation over the summer. So, I mean, the golf course played even par today. It played, you know, the scoring average was right there at zero. So it's just going to get tougher. Even Xander had a bogey on his card. Everyone on the top of the leaderboard they did not have a clean card. This place is going to get a little tougher. And if you get a good break, take advantage. But this field is going to stay tight, and it's going to be extremely entertaining as a preview for Valhalla.
Rory's one of those guys. It was, you know, he had a couple bogeys on the card on his back nine. That's for sure. It was one of those like typical Rory up and down days, right, Keith? You had some really good, great start for him. I mean, he was 5 under at one point after the eagle on 7, and then he gives a bunch back. Just kind of the usual roller coaster with Rory.
Well, the one good thing that we saw out of Rory today was that his iron game was the best part of it, what he was doing out there on the golf course. And right. That's usually a weak spot for him. So for those that are looking at maybe the 2-week parlay, or they're looking ahead to Valhalla, or even the next 3 days, Carver, Rory, if Rory's hitting his irons like that, you know the driver is going to be top 5 in the field. So he putts level plus 1. I mean, he's going to be a big part of that conversation, possibly with Xander. But, you know, Rory looks good right now.
He does look good right now, Keith. Here's what we're going to do. It's going to be just like we do on Coast to Coast. We're going to take a quick break, and then when we come back, you got to give me a couple of ads. Actually, I'm going to ask you about a couple of your guys who are in the mix here. Dangerous Denny McCarthy played well today, and I played him for the 10 and the 20 with you. So we've got Dangerous Denny McCarthy hanging around. We have a few others. So when we come back, Keith, because I know the break's going to start, the music's going to start playing any moment, we will come back, and we'll do the quick one, and we'll get some ads for you, Keith, out there at the Wells Fargo. For, Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're rocking with you on a Thursday night. We're back right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM Channel 159 here on a Thursday night. A little lucky town there from Bruce. Nice job, Matthias. Keith Stewart's with us from Read the Line. He's down at the Wells Fargo in Charlotte getting ready for round number 2 tomorrow. All right, Keith, we got a few guys here. Now, look, me and you were both loaded up on Wyndham Clark. That was a tough way to go. Birdie, double bogey, birdie to start the day, and then it was just kind of an up-and-down mess from there. He's T49, and he finished plus 2 for the day. You know, something like that, Keith, even though we're out of an outright mix, you know, I'm in for a top 10, you are as well. Something like that, all it takes is one nice round tomorrow, and you could jump back on. You know, we can get back in the mix here with Wyndham for a T10. I don't know what they're offering right now for you to do that with him. He's only 5 shots out of getting into the top 10. I'm looking really fast right now. Plus 450, Keith. You know, Wyndham could have a monster round tomorrow. That was a tough day for him.
Well, you know, last year on Saturday, he shot 63, and that's basically what won the tournament for him. Any of these guys that we thought were capable of winning are definitely still in the mix. The golf course is going to get harder, and there'll always be leaderboard gravity on the weekend, you know, when everyone starts to come back to the field. So if they could just put behind them the one bad round, I mean, look what Wyndham did over the weekend at Heritage, and he had a rough start there too. So, you know, I'm not totally lost on Wyndham yet, but, you know, one of the guys that caught my eye, and I've been doing a bunch of research for Valhalla, and I was thinking about, they have Zoysia Fairways there. One of the best players on Zoysia Fairways is Sepp Straka. And sure enough, this guy pops up today, and he is ball striking the heck out of it, right? So I think Straka is a hot play for a top 10 for the rest of the way. He's at plus 190, and I think he's just going to continue to play very, very well. Putt right around the Mendoza number, just good enough to be in contention, but I'll take the 10 places. What do you think?
I love it. I'm already in for a T20 with him this week because, you know, we talked about bombers at this place. And Sepp is a bit of, you know, Sepp's a bomber. Sepp can get it out there. Usually it's those irons that we worry about. He's a decent putter. But when he's got the iron play going, as you just said, he's as dangerous as any of these guys. And you know what I like about him now, Keith, is he's played in more of these bigger events. And he feels more comfortable in them. You know, ever since he won the Honda, now the Cognizant a couple years ago, then he wins the John Deere last year, he's now, like, gotten into these bigger events all the time, and he's getting more T10s and T20s, and he looks more comfortable.
I love him showing something this week because he was on my radar for next week, and he might just do it this week. You know, I think he will continue to play very, very well and keep himself there. The putter was just fair today, so if it stays there, I like the top 10, but he could extend himself. He's definitely in that top 10. He's a name there that you could get a number on and you could do some serious damage with. And another name that's up there in the top 10 who played well today, he's T5, he's 3 under par, and this is a guy you and I haven't seen all year, right? And that's Sungjae Im. Like, where has Sungjae been? I mean, he keeps playing, but he's not on any leaderboards. Well, man, oh man, he played very nicely today for him, and he putted the ball nicely. Wouldn't it be nice to see him come into form, because he can get the ball out there. He'd be a good fit for this place. He has a very nice short game, and he was very well-rounded today. I like what I saw out of Sungjae. He's got a head-to-head on DK tomorrow versus JT, meaning Justin Thomas, not Poston, and he's getting plus value. And, you know, I just don't see him. I don't see Team No Putt over 4 days winning here. And JT's on Team No Putt, right? So I like the angle there. I like what I saw out of Sungjae Im today. So I'm gonna go out. It's very hard to get plus numbers and feel good about it on a head-to-head on a daily. But Sungjae is capable of getting after JT. And I still think JT in the press room the other day, he's still thinking about a lot of things, and he's going to be thinking about Louisville. There's no way he's not. That's his home state. So easy for him to get distracted, or if something goes a little wrong, he just says, you know what, I'm going to start working on things for next week and what I need to do. And Sungjae slides by on a Friday, plus number. There you go.
I like it, Keith. I do. So M over JT on DK with the head-to-head that you have for tomorrow. Look for Seppi for a top 10. Don't forget about Wyndham. He's still in the mix here for a T10 as well. Keith Stewart from Read the Line. Great job as always. We'll talk to you soon here. Carver and Lacey, Sports Grid Radio. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Barbara and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Here with you on a Thursday night. Great job by Keith Stewart. We'll try to dip into a couple of other things with the golf later. We got Myrtle Beach, too, by the way, and we gave you Bobby Mack. Bobby Mack tied for the lead with Bo Hostler. And I told Joe that Bo Hostler's Joe's guy, and Bo left him to the side. But we do have Toasty. Toasty also in the mix. He's tied for third. So Myrtle Beach might be where we're looking for some big, big hits coming up later this weekend with the golf. We do have a lot going on with our live action right now. The Rangers have tied Carolina 1-1. They get a Kreider goal. And Carolina, I mean, they almost gave up a couple shorties on the power play here as well. They're now minus 146 halfway through the second period, plus a buck 14 for the Rangers. That total still pregame, 5.5, but now plus 164 for the live over. We also have going on the Celtics and the Cavs, which is into the third quarter now, a couple minutes in, and the Cavs are up 4. How about that? You can get the Celtics live minus 4.5. Celtics minus 4.5, down 4. 215.5 the live total. I kind of want to... I mean, there's a lifetime left in this game. Now, or is this going to be like Game 2 last series where Boston loses at home?
I was about to say, can we really trust Boston after they lost Game 2 against Miami in that last series? I don't know, man. Maybe we should take Cleveland.
See, the problem here is, Matias, right? Like, they've had no games where there's, like, any kind of intensity, right, in the second half. Like, they've had every game has just been a walk in the park. It's been a breeze. Like, they had no resistance in their 4 wins against Miami. They had no resistance the other night in Game 1 against Cleveland. The one game where they had a little bit of, you know, where they lost, it wasn't even like it was that close of a game at the end, right, Matias? I mean, they just kind of let go of the rope and said, all right, we'll get you next game. And that's kind of what they did.
Yeah, you know what? The thing is with this Cleveland team, when Miami won Game 2, you know, Miami had to play well as a team in order to win that game completely. You know what I mean? It's not like they had a Donovan Mitchell where you know he's going to take all the shots in the fourth quarter type of thing. Like, Donovan Mitchell could easily shoot Cleveland out of this game, you know, unlike the Miami team who really had to move the ball around and hit on all cylinders to win their game. You know, they don't really have that guy to take all their shots with Jimmy being out.
I think the Celtics are still a play here. I mean, it's not like it's the fourth quarter with 8 minutes left. They got the whole third and the, you know, 8 minutes left here and then the whole fourth quarter. I just...
No, I'm with you. I think Boston actually ends up winning this game by more than 5 points.
Yeah, I think that we want to go in here on this. I'm just trying to figure out what I want to put it with. Do I want to put it with the golf? Do I want to put it with the Avalanche and the Stars tonight? I want to get involved with that. I mean, I think Dallas is an absolute got-to-have-it situation tonight against Colorado.
Well, how do you think they respond? You know, that's a big loss. They were up 3-0. I had my friends from Dallas texting me, well, this and this and that. They texted too early, Carver. You know, my goodness, to lose at home from being up 3-0, the party started too early in the first period. It's crazy, these game twos and how they respond.
I think it's the fourth time in their last 5 series going back to last year that they lost Game 1. So they've got some experience in bouncing back from that. So I don't know. I'm not too concerned about it. I'm not. I think it's a Dallas night. I don't really want to, you know, pay the price for them. I'm going to try to find some other ways maybe. And here's what I'd probably do, Matias. I think it's an under. Because if Dallas is going to win, the game's got to be under. I think the game's got to be under for them to win this game tonight. That's where I would be leaning. I don't think they could play another wide open game like that. And look, they were up 3-0. They really should have put the clamps on it. But I don't think they could play these overs every night with Colorado and win this series. They got to lock up a little bit.
You know, I like a Joe type of play tonight with this game. You know, Georgiev, whatever the number is, over his saves. Because Georgiev has been on it. And he was on it in Game 1 after he gave up the 3 goals. He was a rock wall. He made some amazing saves in that game. I think he comes into this game with that confidence.
You want to do the Georgiev. The Georgiev alts, huh? We'll go with Georgiev tonight.
The hot goaltender, Carver. You know what I mean? Remember when the great whale Sorokin was on fire and he couldn't let a puck through the goal? It's just like, it doesn't matter what comes at him, he's stopping it. There was some crazy saves that he made in that last game that really helped and propelled the Avalanche to win that game. Like, overtime was Dallas's, that was Dallas's overtime. Except yeah. Georgiev didn't give it to him.
All right, we got a little bit of time here to figure this out. I am going to go in on the Celtics now. They're plus 1.5. They're down 9, actually. They're plus 102 money line. Might as well just take that. Plus 112 money line. I mean, this is a Celtic. We got to grab the Celtics here, Matias. Just their shot. I mean, you never get them at this price. They lose. I'm going to take a stab with them.
A Donovan Mitchell three-pointer or Garland three-pointer, and the Cleveland Cavaliers are feeling good.
Just bounced back to minus 122. I like it better, Matias, when I see the little plus in front of it. That always makes me want it a little bit more. Want the plus in front of it. We're going to put it with Dallas tonight, too. I'm going to do Dallas and the Celtics live. I think that's where I'm gonna lay my head right now with that.
Are you playing there Dallas plus 4.5 or Dallas money line?
No. I'm a hockey Dallas. Dallas Stars.
Oh, okay. You scared me.
Put
for
the
a
Stars.
Second.
Yeah. No. I'm on the Stars. Not the Mavs. I think the Mavs. Look, we've kind of talked about this. I think the Mavs got to win tonight. Look, it's, you know, with the old adage, your series isn't start till you lose a game at home, but. I really think that they needed to take one of these first two games in Oklahoma City because they think the confidence is just going to keep building for OKC. Now, you have sent me just a laundry list of plays for this Dallas-OKC game. I think you tweeted them out, too. I'll retweet them for everybody because, list, Matias, that you have here. I mean, look
Let's
at this.
Go.
Now, which Williams is this? There's a bunch of Williams that we're dealing with
on
this OKC
team. I'm talking about Jalen Williams, the small forward on OKC who's just...
J-A-Y or J-A-L-E-N? Which one? We got a lot of Jalen Williams on Oklahoma City. Which one? Which one you got?
Dreads. The kid with the dreads.
I know.
The small forward.
Over 20.5 for him. You've got over 29.5 for Shea. Over 5.5 assists for Shea. Over 30.5 points for Luka. Over 8.5 boards for Chet. Over 1.5 threes for, I guess, the other Williams. Over 1.5 threes for Chet. Over 10.5 points for Gafford. Over 7.5 bounds for Gafford. Over 1.5 threes for Tim Hardaway Jr. Jeez, Matias, anything else? And a partridge in a pear tree. Do you need anything else on that?
I got
list?
The tokens ready, baby. You know what? It's Jalen Williams over 1.5 threes. I don't trust Jay Williams with much except a couple of intense minutes. I'm talking about the starter, Jalen Williams over 20.5 points, and Jalen Williams over 1.5 threes. Let's go.
Mm. All right. Let's go, baby. You're involved here, and I'm involved as well. I want to put together the SGP like me and Joe usually do, so we'll do that next. I want to get a Chet. I'm playing Chet for three threes no matter what, and we're going to look for something on the Dallas side with Kyrie. Carver and Lucy, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back on the grid after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. Here with you on the grid, 844-843-6879 is the number. The Cavaliers extend, as they are now up 79-68 with 4 minutes to go in the third quarter. 11-point lead, Cavs -1.5 live, Celtics now money line -104, and a 218.5 total. So let's see if the Cavs can hold on to this. They got about 16 minutes that they got to get through here with this double-digit lead. You know, I wish I played that. You know, last night, Matias, I played that. You remember the Knicks down 10 and to win the game? That must have been some number for the Celtics tonight. For the Celtics for that tonight. Because that's like a pregame bet you got to make. Down 10 and to win, the biggest comeback. Man, and with how big a favorite the Celtics were, you could have got a sweet number on that. Sometimes that's not a bad way to play those games with them down 10. And now they got it back to 9. So this will go back and forth here for a little bit. So I gave out the laundry list for you, Matias, for tonight. Which one of these do you like the most? Are they in – what kind of order do you have these in? What do you like the most here out of all these?
You know, I think I like Shea Gilgeous over 5.5 assists. I think that has to be the play because I think he understands if they're going to win the game, it can't just be him dropping a 40-point game. It has to be him getting his teammates involved like he did, you know, in the last game where he dropped, I think, 9 assists. And it could have been more, but they missed some wide-open jumpers. I think it's the same formula. Shea driving the lane, kicking out to the right guy, and him making his open shot. I do like Shea over his 5.5 assists tonight. And also, you know, I like Chet over 1.5 threes. I think that number's a little low. I like 1.5 threes for Chet. And I also like Gafford over 7.5 bounds. And I also like Gafford over 10.5 points. I think that's one of the strong points for them in this series for Dallas is that they actually can give the ball down low to Gafford, and he could produce a little bit. Unlike in this last series against the Clippers, they couldn't really do that because of Zubac down there, and that wasn't a good matchup for him. But now he has Chet Holmgren, who he can do damage against down in the paint. So I don't see them running away from it. You know, that he did drop 16 points in his last game, had a lot of opportunity to score more points as well. So I like those plays a lot.
So you like Shea for 6 assists, over 5.5. All right. Over 5.5 assists. I'm putting that in my, I'm going to put that in the SGP then here. So I got Shea for 6 assists. I'm doing Holmgren for 3 threes. I'm being a Joe here, Matias. I'm going to be a big. I'm going to go over the number.
There's nothing wrong with that.
I've played him for 3 threes a couple times here in the playoffs. I'm going to go with it, and I'm going to do Kyrie for 5 threes.
Because oh, I think and greedy.
I think that Kyrie is he's the guy tonight. I think it's a Kyrie night. So I'm going to take my shot with him. Mitchell blocked there. Who did they give the ball to there? Cavalier, they call a foul on him? Jeez. Now, you know what? They got to try to make it interesting. Well, I mean, according to Rick Carlisle, all these games are fixed, right? Right, Matias? So I'm sure the league wants Cleveland to win a game or two.
Well,
they would fall into the small market
at the end of the game on Hartenstein, because you know that he lost his mind with that last call where they called it a double dribble and then they changed their minds and they gave it back to the Knicks.
That might have been one of the few calls he got right. The ref. But then they reversed
it. I agree.
It.
I didn't think
they reversed it. He didn't double dribble. No. He did not.
You know that Rick Carlisle was just losing his mind right there. That was the whole, you know, you got to give a fair chance to small market teams as well. He was specifically looking at that call right there because, you know, you don't really flip up a call like that.
No. No. I think, I'm going to get it. I was going to save this for the top of the hour, and I'm going to still do that, talking about him saying that. I'm going to open the next hour, Matias, with the Rick Carlisle stuff as we get ready for game number 3. On Friday night, and we'll revisit this, Matias. I'm going to put this on the side for right now because I have some thoughts about it, about him saying a small market team not getting a break. 83-72, 11-point lead for Cleveland. Meanwhile, and I was wrong, Matias, that Kreider goal was a shorty that Chris Kreider had. I had seen two other plays where they almost gave up two or three shorthanded goals on the same power play. But the Kreider goal was a shorty. So that gets it. That's what made it 1-1. They're getting close to the end of the second period here. Still minus 146 for the Canes. I am on the Canes puck line tonight. So that's where I decided to play the game. I thought Carolina would... I actually thought Carolina would win this game comfortably tonight. And the longer this stays tied into the third, the more I think the Rangers are going to win. I thought this would be like a no doubt about it from the Hurricanes. I'm kind of surprised the game's where it's at. And Donovan Mitchell just hammers another three. This gets to 14 now. And you know what I love, Matias? They got all these Celtic fans in the crowd with all these sad faces on. I mean, God, I mean, you barely have lost a game. Like, are we kidding me here? They got to win every night? Were they supposed to go 16-0? They're supposed to go 16-0 to the NBA title?
They think the Caps suck. You know, they think that they should be beating them by 15, 20 points right now. That's what happens when you're the
Well, let me ask you this, Matias. Who's a better team, Miami without Jimmy Butler or this Cavalier team?
I'd say this Cavalier team.
Okay, well, they lost the game to that team. So that's, you know, they can lose a game to this team.
They definitely can. Hey, the Cavs understand that they don't want to go home 2-0 either. You know, you go down 0-2, that's a big mountain to climb. So they're fighting for their life right now, thinking they got to seal one like any other road team. You know, what is the mission of a playoff series when you go on the road? It's like get at least one game out of the next two. So right now they're just trying to complete their mission.
Complete the mission.
They're playing like it, Carver. You know what I mean? They're playing like this is an elimination game. Because when you get on that plane going back to Cleveland down 0-2, the fans don't sound as loud when you step into the arena down 0-2. They sound much louder when you know what I mean when you're up when you're 1-1.
White Sox up 2-0 on Cleveland. Let's go. How about that?
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Sirius XM 159. You know, they just can't get past Matias. It's the Celtics get it to 9, Cleveland gets it back to 13. Celtics get it to 9, Cleveland gets it back to 13. That's kind of where it's been for really in the last eight minutes of that third quarter. They just haven't been able to get it past 9 in terms of trying to get back into this game. So right now they're at the end of the third. Doesn't help that Mitchell hits a 3 right at the buzzer to get it back to 12. So a big third quarter for Donovan Mitchell. That feels like it's been his quarter so far here in these playoffs. 90-78. You get the Celtics right now plus 4.5 down 12. And plus 210 on the money line, 220.5 for the total. I'm already in on it, but I kind of want to go back in for more at plus 210. I still think they can win this game.
Cleveland at plus 250 20 minutes ago. It's a shame.
Yeah, I know, but you know, look, it's... I think I'm going in for more, Matias. This is like I'm gonna pull a Joe here. Since Joe's out, I feel like I have to do a couple Joe-type things tonight. So I think I'm just going to keep throwing more logs on the fire here with the Celtics. Now, I did this in round one in the game they lost to Miami, too. So I'm also kind of chasing it in that respect. I kept doing this. I was like, yeah, you know, let me throw another log on, and they ended up losing. So...
You know what?
But here's
take over Donovan Mitchell points right now.
What is he at
right now?
You know what? I like this. You see, Matias, that's a good call because you know what else I'm thinking about here? The effort is just so poor from the Celtics. Like I'm sitting here thinking they're going to make up a 12-point deficit. They look like it's the last place they want to be. It's like if they're not out in front winning by 10 to 15 points, it's like they don't care. What are they giving you for Mitchell right now?
Your point about the fans. You know, if the fans are up and down,
like,
you're down 15 and you hit a 3, it feels like you're only down 5 or 6. You know, right now it feels like they're down
15. He's got 22. He's got 22 points. For 30 is minus 156. 35 points plus 390. You get 13 more points in this quarter?
Oh, man, I really like that 30. I don't know about the greed with the 35. I think the 30 is a gimme, right? 8 points away?
Never say gimme around here, Matias. We don't like saying gimme.
You're right. I shouldn't have said that. I jinxed it. I jinxed the hell out of that. That's my mistake. What a mug. What a mug.
Never like saying gimme around here. That's not one to go with.
I think I just jinxed it.
How about it? You see, here's my worry here. The Celtics look so disinterested. Like, how can I even back? I can't back them. I feel like there's a chance the Cavs could win this game by like 15 points. They look like they don't want to be there. Now, the first, you know what's going to be telling Matias? The first 3 minutes of this quarter. If the first 3 minutes the Celtics come out, actually show a little intensity, maybe make a couple, you know, Tatum make a 3, somebody make it, you know, gets a little spark going, they'll absolutely come back and win. If they don't get in the first 3 minutes and it's still like 12, 13, 15, they're going to check out. They're going to check out.
You're right. No, I agree with you. The thing is, I think if that happens, I think Donovan Mitchell exceeds that 30-point total if that happens. I think he gets the 30 real quick in the first 5 minutes of that quarter if that is to happen.
It's funny. I'm in, obviously, like a text group, Matias, with like a bunch of Knicks fans. And obviously from here at home, and I'm not really a Knick fan, as we've discussed like a bunch of times. But they all, like, you know, I'm gassing them up with this too. Like, man, the Knicks play with so much more heart than the Celtics. Knicks play with so much more heart. Knicks would give them a chance. Knicks would push them. Knicks would do that. I'm gassing them up. Look at the Celtics play in this game. They look like, imagine if the Knicks would came in there and punched them in the mouth. Gas him up. Look at that. Celtics were 0 for 8 from 3 in the third quarter. Cleveland hit 7 threes in the third quarter. That'll do it. Hitting threes, baby. That's how Miami won the game, too, in the first round. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. We got another hour to go. We're back on the grid right after this.
At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com.